So I want to tell you a story this morning, because Muzz told me that I should. I haven't told this story to very many people. It's something I've kept private for a long time. As a 26-year-old white girl from rural Maine, I neither realized I was from privilege, not wealth, understand you, but from privilege, nor did I understand racism or feel I had anything to offer in that regard. But sometimes a way comes to you simply by the actions you choose, not by your intentions. I know I've told you about being a part of a school-wide traveling bicentennial musical at the Hyde School in Bath called America's Spirit in 1976. It was a romp through history with an up with people feel, and the entire school of over 100 people, students and faculty, traveled the East Coast from the Circle in the Square in New York to the Bicentennial Barge in Brooklyn, to the oldest theater in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, to the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., for over 100 performances. My big solo in the show was during the 1960s section, when the only black kids in the school, who were from Boys and Girls Clubs in inner city New York, staged Martin Luther King's I Had a Dream speech, originally delivered the night before he was assassinated. They would deliver the speech, complete with an Amen Corner crowd. A shot would ring out, the stage would go dark, and a spot would shine on me standing there alone in the middle of the stage, and I would sing Oh Freedom, an old slave song. It would bring down the house. I think it was the staging, not me. We were invited at the last minute when we were in Washington to perform the show at a high school in Silver Spring, Maryland. And just before going on stage for the 100th and something performance, I peeked through the curtain and saw that almost the entire audience was black. I was struck with fear and doubt, a rural white Maine girl singing an old slave song to a whole audience of people who surely had family histories in slavery. I wanted to run. It took all I had to go out there, but I walked out, took my place, the spot came on, and I belted out, Oh, freedom, oh, freedom, oh, freedom over me. And before I'd be a slave, I'd be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. By the time I was halfway through the first verse, I realized that the whole audience was singing it with me. We sang the rest of the song together. No more moaning, they'll be singing over me. At the end, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. Something happened to me that night, and I've thought about it for years. I talked to my new friend, Roger, my dear friend, about it the other day. I told him that I felt I had been given the right to feel compassion. I used to think compassion meant to feel sorry for someone or to feel empathy, but the Greeks define it as suffering with someone. I told him I felt they had allowed me to feel compassion. He said, sure, they trusted you. We talked about how some seek to wipe out painful or unwanted history, and as a white speaking to whites, we can help most by acknowledging and recognizing the deep wounds of their past and not letting them be forgotten or dismissed, to help them be heard and seen. To be involved in attempting to repair these wounds is not for us. As people of privilege, we often feel entitled to steal the moment and the spotlight when some advancement is made. But our best efforts to help must be with the most humble of intentions, with a compassionate spirit. We can suffer for them, but not with them. For now, even our weekly statement of acknowledgement is enough. It's not nothing. And now, in honor of Martin Luther King Sunday, we share one of the most extraordinary messages of hope in our history.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper.
Russia or any totalitarian country. Maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over that. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. And so just as I say we aren't going to let any dogs or water hoses turn us around, we aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. To live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory.